Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hey there, happy last week of February. Welcome to the Kelly Mano Show. This is the, we're just going to call this the no prep show.
All right.
Meaning I did no work.
Sure.
So I am here with my co-host Haas and producer Stephanie. And yeah, so I had a really busy weekend. On Friday night, Lucy was in her school talent show. And yesterday was Rocky's hockey playoffs. And I did not have time to prep for the show. So what we're going to talk about, your guess is as good as mine.
Love these.
Sweet.
I was going to mention that the Daytona 500 is on. You guys like NASCAR at all?
Nope.
I used to, you know, like back in the day when I lived in farm town.
Yeah.
Like all there was really to
well,
do.
That's, so I grew up, you know, when you grew up in the 80s, you had one TV in the house. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would spend every Sunday afternoon watching NASCAR. And so if I was bored, you know, I would sit down and watch it with him. And slowly but surely, I started kind of learning things about it. And then I really got into it and even went to a race in Daytona and just really loved NASCAR. And so my dad and I were watching the Daytona 500 live when Dale Earnhardt was killed.
Oh, gosh.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that happening. I wasn't watching the race because I'm not a NASCAR guy.
But. Well, for those of you who aren't big NASCAR fans, Dale Earnhardt Sr. died on the last turn of the last lap of the Daytona 500, which is like the Super Bowl for racing.
Yep.
It would be like, you know, whoever this year's quarterback was, Tom Brady, having a heart attack on the line of scrimmage the last play. and so, yeah, like every time I watch NASCAR, I think of my dad, and they've changed it a lot, and I don't like it so much now, but I'll never.
How have they changed it? It's still just making left turns.
Well, the thing is, I guess they're trying to make it more interesting for people who.
Unless there's like obstacles on the road.
No.
Or like,
What they're doing is instead of awarding points just at the end of the race, they are stopping the race twice throughout the race. They're calling it stages. So they race for like 60 laps and then they throw out a caution flag and then whoever's in the lead gets points. And then they do another 60 laps.
Is it random?
No, it's broken up.
Oh, 60 laps, okay.
Yeah, they went to this whole point system, like a playoff system a while back, because in NASCAR, it got kind of boring because you could predict pretty well in advance who was going to win, like the Winston Cup that year. And so they tried doing like a playoff series where, like in other sports, once you get to a certain race, only the top 10 racers, it means anything to them. And everybody hates it. But I remember when Dale Earnhardt died, this was pre-internet days. Well, we had internet, but we didn't have constant access to stuff. So, you know, we saw the wreck live. And the other thing that people might not know is that Dale Earnhardt was getting towards his older years of racing. We knew he was going to probably retire soon. So he had started his own DEI franchise. And he had two cars in the race that he owned. And they were his son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and his friend, Darrell Waltrip's brother, Michael Waltrip. So when he died, Michael Waltrip was in first place and his son was in second place and Dale Earnhardt was in third place. So when he died, he was watching his last two cars cross that line. And then I just remember seeing what you don't see anymore.
Maybe he should have been watching the road.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
You have no idea my deep love for Dale Earnhardt right now.
But if you saw the wreck, it did not look like a fatal wreck.
It didn't, unless you know NASCAR really well. Because when they start flipping over like 15 times, they've got those roll bars, you know they're fine. But when they slam straight into a wall going 200 miles an hour and it doesn't look that bad, like his neck just snapped. And we could tell because the original footage that aired, which I've never seen since, the first person to get to Dale's car was Kenny Schrader. And when he pulled down the window, the little netting, and looked in, I don't know what he saw, but it couldn't have been good. Because when you saw Kenny's reaction to what he saw in that car, you knew it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And then the last thing they showed was the ambulance, you know, leaving the track. They cut away, and that ambulance just driving so slow. Like, no lights on, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they knew
there was
that,
no urgency there.
Right. And then, so the broadcast ends, and that's it. We don't have internet to go look and get updates and this and that. And so it was a couple hours later that they broke in and said that he did die and all that stuff. So it's just crazy how nowadays if something happens, you can go on Twitter instantly. Like if this happened today, I could go on Twitter instantly and type in Dale Earnhardt and every reporter in the country would be at that hospital giving minute to minute updates. And you just didn't have that, you know, back then. So I'm trying to get into the Daytona 500 today because Earnhardt Jr. is back racing again. So
no kidding.
Yeah, he had like a bad concussion for a while and fun stuff like that. So how was your weekend, Haas?
It was all right.
You spent most of it with me.
Yeah, that's true.
Haas has now sat through two Lucy Mano talent shows.
Here's the thing. I love kid talent shows because they are the most amazing train wrecks in the world.
Oh, they are. It's I just...
And for a sarcastic a-hole like me, it just gives me so much fuel. Like, I was sitting next to Jimmy, and somebody was doing a violin solo.
Stop.
I'm not going to say guy or girl.
All right.
Like halfway through it, it was bad. And halfway through it, I just texted Jimmy, I'm like, hey, is this the theme to Game of Thrones or Braveheart? Because I'm not real sure. It was just...
Well, okay, how old are these kids?
Grade school. It's like kindergarten through fifth grade.
Oh, man. Okay.
But it's...
I was that kid once. I mean, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think... See, I always did talent shows growing up. One of my fondest memories was me and my mom making up my Jailhouse Rock routine when I was like in fifth grade. I kind of think I would protect my kids from that if they were like, hey, I want to do the talent show, but they're not super good.
Yeah.
Like kind of if you have an unathletic kid, at some point you kind of have to talk like, hey, you know, you still want to play soccer?
Yeah.
Because you're still picking four-leaf clovers out there and you're 13 years old.
Yeah.
So...
And like 80% of the kids who sing are just sing straight off-key monotone.
Yes.
Yeah,
there's the no... There's like the music will have a key change and they're still singing like this no matter what the note is.
Well, it was really fun. Lucy and her friends did a little glow-in-the-dark stick man routine and then Saturday night last night was Rockies hockey championships, his playoffs. So his season's over because they lost in a heartbreaker. They were tied, went into overtime, and then the other team scored first. And it never gets easier seeing all those kids cry at the end of the season. You know, because they're big, tough kids, and they hold it together all year long.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to see your kids hurt, but Rocky handled it pretty well. And, you know, I don't know. We had a good year with our new team at St. Peter's. I cannot say enough good things about their hockey club. You know, taking Rocky out of a club that he'd been with his whole life was a big leap or jump. And man, it could not have worked out any better for us.
Well, now he knows what it's like to be traded.
I know exactly. He's like, so I was kind of traded, right? I'm like, yeah.
Or a free agent signing.
Mommy traded you. But yeah, so that was our weekend. And I spent half my weekend staring at a giraffe butthole. I don't know about you guys.
People are still doing it.
Yep, I was there. I was doing that too. I'm like, I'm getting nothing done. I was texting you even. I was like, Kelly, oh my gosh, what is going on?
I want the world to know that I am rarely a trendsetter, but I was the OG giraffe butthole watcher because I was watching this giraffe when there was only like 10,000 people watching.
Yeah.
And then it really caught on and like blew up to the point where I wouldn't even let my dogs out without taking the iPad with me because I thought I was going to miss something. You know, and she's still pregnant. I was dreading taking my kids to school because I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss April giving birth. April is the giraffe. Oliver's the baby daddy. It's funny because the baby giraffe daddy is like in the room next door.
I know. He could give a damn about what's going on.
Well, he does come. They let him in sometimes and he like nuzzles her, like they rub their necks together.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like a giraffe way of like saying, I love you.
Where my baby at?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sorry. The people...
He's saying, you ain't pregnant.
I'm telling you, I think the giraffe just ate like a lot of alfalfa or something because...
You can see that thing moving in there,
yeah,
though.
You can.
It's totally creepy. It's like, oh God, you can see it. I mean, even from far away where the camera is, you could definitely tell there's a big thing.
There was nothing going on this week, and I'm so glad that I used this week to sleep.
Yes. Well, you know, whoever put up that giraffe live feed is probably so horrified right now.
Yeah.
They were like, she's going to give birth any minute.
Nope.
And it's literally been like 6 days.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on YouTube and Google a giraffe giving birth just to, like, satisfy myself.
Now, for what it's worth, they've also said that they're going to go on Facebook Live when there's hooves out and you can actually, like, see something. So I'm just waiting for that to happen. Like,
you're just waiting for the hooves to puff?
Yeah. Like, they're going to have to give an update when there's actual birthing you know, things
will
happening.
There be like an alarm, like a giraffe butthole, like the hooves are coming out alarm? Because like, how will I know that?
I don't
know.
Well, I mean, it's good. They're going to go on Facebook Live and it's going to go crazy. So I imagine somebody will let you know.
Okay. Listen, if you know me and you have my phone number, if you see hooves, text me. I don't care if it's 3 a.m. I've put way too much into this giraffe to not see this through to the end. So, all right. So it's the No Prep Show. So far, we've covered NASCAR and giraffe buttholes. I cannot wait to see
this whole
next.
Last part reminded me of Anchorman and Panda Watch.
Panda Watch, yeah.
Panda Watch, day 6.
All right, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Manna Radio Show.
Kelly Manno Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Manno Show is on the air.
The Kelly Manno Show is proudly brought to you by the Hit Squad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. I am now a boxer.
Nice.
Yay!
Not really. I've had
like boxer or kickboxer?
Oh, no. Real boxer. This is not like boxing aerobics where you're punching the air. This is real boxing.
Okay.
However, I've only had 2 lessons. So
I'm gonna start somewhere.
I'm not thinking I should actually call myself a boxer yet. But yeah, so the Hit Squad in O'Fallon, it is a boxing and MMA gym. It's actually run by Kevin Angle, who is a real MMA fighter and boxer.
Any relation to Kurt Angle?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Okay.
I'll ask him next time I'm in there. But so yeah, the Hit Squad, it all started with me with a 7-day trial. I was like, I want to try boxing because boxing and sprints are the most bang for your buck if you are trying to burn calories.
Yep.
No doubt about it. There's so many different exercises that I try, but nothing makes sweat literally like pour out of my face the way that boxing does. And so I've had 2 lessons. The kids have had 3. It is amazing. If you are interested in trying out the Hit Squad, they are family friendly. They've got men's, women's, kids classes. You can be a total beginner. Total beginner. I've only punched 1 person in the face the entire span of my 37 years on this planet. And
nice.
Yeah, so it's like you don't need to be a fighter. Like when I came there, the first thing I said was, you know, because Rocky was fighting and the owner was telling me about her son who does actual fighting. I'm like, well, hey, we're never going to do that. Like Rocky's not ever going to actually fight. Is that okay? She's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She's like, most of our clients here don't. Most of them are just here for the exercise, to learn discipline, you know. Things like that. So if you want to join me at the Hit Squad, it's located at 32 O'Fallon Square in O'Fallon, Missouri. You can also go to their website, which is hitsquadofallon.com. If you give them a call, make sure you try out their 7-week free trial and tell them that the Kelly Manno Show sent you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused.
With a Channel 4 News exclusive. Brian?
Panda Watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Hey, you're making me look stupid. Get out here, panda jerk.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
I love Anchorman. I love Anchorman and the original Hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I had the flu, the Hangover was looping on like MTV or VH1, and I just kept watching it.
I gotta tell you that I pretty much, aside from losing somebody, which we didn't do, lived the Hangover last week.
You had a tiger in your
I might as well have. I mean,
and Mike Tyson.
I spent not Mike Tyson, but I mean, I could go down the list of odd celebrity encounters the 5 days that we were in Vegas.
Oh, you saw R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you ask him if he really peed on that girl?
No, because there was a very strict set of rules. Like, So
don't ask him about peeing on people.
That's towards the top.
That's rule
don't
one.
Ask him if he was married to Aaliyah.
So like,
oh, hang on. This is Rocky.
Okay.
Hang on just a minute.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
No, I didn't get your text. I'm doing the radio show right now. Yep. Is everything okay? Yeah, I'm right in the middle of it.
And tell me all this cool stuff about it, and that's really good, and I'll pay you back at home.
Okay, so you want to order an app for a dollar. What's the name of it?
Yeah. Pro Camera.
Oh, okay, you can get it. That's fine. All right, bye. I have the best kid ever.
Seriously.
He won't even order something.
I would have spent a dollar.
I'll pay you back later. I promise I'll pay you back.
He is such a good kid. He is too. We learned some stuff that Hoss knows about that happened at school last weekend.
So amazing.
I really, really have the best kid. So anyway, Hoss, your weekend in Vegas, R. Kelly peeing on women.
Yeah, we're staying at the Hard Rock. And Friday night.
You were there for work, right?
I was there for work. It was a convention.
Were you guys wearing vagina hats?
Hot dog hats.
Hot dog hats.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite.
Right.
But yes, the opposite. So R. Kelly had a sold out show at the Joint at the Hard Rock, which is about a 5,000 capacity club, on Friday night, and canceled it. So we decided we need to get the hell out of the Hard Rock because we don't want to be around a casino full of 5,000 angry people who just spent their money and got dressed up for a night of R. Kelly, but it just got canceled.
He canceled it?
Oh, yeah, because R. Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we come back to the hotel a few hours later, and we're at the bar, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a whole bunch of us, and these people come up and they're like, yo, R wants to share the bar. Is that cool? We're like, who? And they're like, R. Kelly, man. And we're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they're like, all right, so no pictures. Don't ask him no dumb questions. We're like, all right.
How many guys came in first? Like to make
a
sure?
lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah. So he had a big entourage.
And basically he sat like the far end of the bar and smoked something that was putting out a lot of smoke. I don't know if it was a cigar or other.
Yeah.
And had a lot of ladies around him, which I would have been afraid of because we all know the stories of R. Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, how desperate of a girl do you have to be to want R. Kelly's attention?
That's what I was thinking, too.
You are in Vegas. There's a lot of desperate girls for attention.
I mean, my gosh. I mean, it's just he's not even that relevant now. I mean, he wrote some damn good songs.
Yeah. And like, does he have a lot of money still?
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends on how much he's spending.
You know, he was like secretly married to Aaliyah when she was like 15 years old or something crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't a red flag.
No, not at all. And it didn't really come out until she died in the plane crash.
And she was it her or he that put out the song Age Ain't Nothing But a Number?
That was her, but yeah. I think he like helped her write it. Age uh-huh. ain't nothing but a number, going down ain't nothing but a thing. Now I'm going to listen to Aaliyah all day. Mm-hmm.
Ran into Scott Stapp from Creed.
Yes, you sent me a picture. Do you guys remember, I'm going to throw up, the Scott Stapp and Kid Rock?
That was referenced.
They made a you-know-what tape.
At a trailer park in Florida.
In a trailer park.
Over Thanksgiving.
And they're like getting things done to them and like talking to the camera.
Uh-huh.
And talking about how they're the kings and they're living the life. And it
in a trailer park.
It is the most, and this was after they were famous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was referenced.
What did he say about it?
I mean, you know, he put up with a lot of crap that weekend.
Okay.
He put up with the crap to the extent that there's this giant 7-foot man taking a picture standing behind him with his arms wide open.
I saw that.
Openly mocking him.
Can we put that on the blog? The picture of Hoss and Scott Stapp.
Yep.
I gave him the world's best backhanded compliment in the middle of a room of like 400 people during the
Was this like a convention?
It was. It was a work convention about
rock
radio.
So he was like a speaker.
I guess he was there because he's got some band doing something that's somewhat relevant. But there was a panel talking about how rock doesn't have any superstars anymore.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the microphone and I said, the fact of the matter is that it's not that rock doesn't have superstars. Rock shuns our musicians once they become superstars. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you did it to Nickelback, who just put out a great song, but you don't want to play it because the kids say they suck.
Right.
You did it to Metallica when they crossed over, but they've come back around and now they're your darlings. said, I've never seen an entire planet flip on a band as quick as they did to Limp Bizkit when everybody at the same time decided, all right, 4:30 on Friday, we hate this band.
Right.
And I said, you know, and you guys do it to everyone. And I turn around and I go, Scott Stapp knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And pointed to him. And it was just like, and my boss looked at me like, this is why we can't take you in public.
This is why we can't have nice things. You can't do stuff like this.
So well, we did that, and then we saw Andrew Dice Clay, which was awesome.
Is he still doing comedy?
Yeah, we saw him at the Laugh Factory in Vegas on Saturday night.
Is he, like, super dirty?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's still super dirty. The show is totally new. Like, there's none of the dirty nursery rhymes or anything like that. But it's not family comedy.
Yeah, the dog farted again. Yeah. You guys are going to catch it in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
It's awful.
Molly.
Oh my God. I wish we had...
Whoa!
Hold on.
Don't open your mouth. Hang on.
Oh, that is...
Technical difficulties.
That's a big one.
Should we open a window?
Can you take the roof off the house?
God, it's like lingering.
Oh.
Speaking of dirty...
What did you feed her?
You know what? She had a McDonald's this morning.
I'll do it.
Well, I got a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I never finished it because they're so big. So I always give the dogs, like... Is that the same fart, or is that a new one?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's the same one. It's lingering.
It's like a burn your nose hairs one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's...
Very specific, too.
I'm going to try to get through this. Speaking of dirty, you know, Haas is obsessed with Britney Spears.
Yes.
I do really, really like her. I followed her career for a long time. I really, really like her. She did something over the weekend that really pissed me off.
Why?
And I don't think that people even notice this. I think that the Kelly Mano Show is going to break this wide open. Because I've been on her Instagram.
Here we go.
Nobody's commenting on this. So Britney Spears releases a sexy video on Instagram over the weekend. Nothing new, right? She does this all the time. I'm going to play the video.
Oh, awesome.
Haas, I'm sure you've seen it a million times.
Yes.
So what she's doing is she's going up.
She's like a handstand thing.
So she's wearing a little tank top and shorts that might as well be underwear. She goes up on the wall. She does a handstand. So she spreads her legs wide open. You know, with these little bitty shorts on, and then closes her legs and then opens them again. You know, it's just a very sexual video. So, Stephanie, I want you to pay attention to one important detail.
Okay.
When she comes down, mm-hmm. I want you to notice who is filming her in the mirror right there. So she comes down. Here's my vagina again. There's her son. That is her 10-year-old son filming her doing that.
Some kids have all the luck.
I mean... That is gross. Like, I know that your mom is Britney, but that's still your mom. Like, could you imagine me asking Rocky to do that? Like, in real life. He would be disgusted. That's what tripods are for. She could have set that camera on anything. Why make your son sit and watch you spread your legs like that?
I don't find it overly sexual.
You don't find that sexual?
Thank you.
Well, she claims in the comments that she's doing yoga.
It's not yoga.
That is not yoga.
Well, maybe it's not yoga, but...
you can press. If you were standing up, you could see her vagina.
Yeah.
If you were standing up, you could see her vagina.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. She's barely wearing clothes. She's wearing like what would be like a bikini. And she's spreading her legs in the air. Vagina, vagina, vagina.
It doesn't seem overly sexual.
Someone should have instructed the kid to move 45 degrees the other way.
Someone should have instructed the kid to have a mom who doesn't spread her legs in front of him. That's disgusting.
I mean, she wasn't spreading them towards him. I mean, she wasn't like, hey, child of mine.
This is where you came from.
She said, hey, child of mine, film me while I spread my legs in a handstand.
Yeah, but she wasn't showing her business to the camera.
She's not showing parts.
I don't. I'm a mom of a boy about the same age as her kids. And for me, like, this would traumatize Rocky for the rest of his life. He would be in therapy.
Yeah. I mean, her kids are obviously exposed to much different things than your kids are, you know. So, I mean, it's just... But
maybe they're just used to mom doing that, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. I would say that when your mom is dressed the way Britney is dressed for shows 4 or 5 nights a week...
Yeah, but...
That's probably pretty vanilla.
I think that there should be a Britney on stage and then a Britney as a mom. Like, I don't think that other women... I don't think you would see J-Lo doing this, wears equally skimpy outfits on stage and has kids. I don't see any other pop stars doing this other than Britney, who notoriously makes horrible decisions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, grow up just a little bit.
Well, she has grown up a little bit, but she's not known for making the best decisions.
No, I mean, she could have very easily just set her phone down and hit record, gotten a tripod that costs like $5, instead of making
I was
her...
out there last week. I'd have recorded it for you, girl.
You're so dumb. Oh, there is a story in the news that that kept me up at night, like literally. Stephanie, have you seen
this?
Yeah,
that's my dude.
So a teen nicknamed...
The comments.
A teen nicknamed Prunehead was sentenced for an armed robbery at a child's party. Now, I want to say, first of all, that you will very rarely hear me make fun of anybody for their physical appearance. I think that is always a low blow, and yeah, I don't ever go there.
No, you're right.
However, this kid robbed a kid's birthday party, so I give no shits right now.
Truth.
So this kid, nicknamed Prunehead, was sentenced because in November... he created armed robbery with another guy at a kid's birthday party. There were four children and two adults celebrating a birthday. Prunehead and his buddy went in with guns and demanded all of their stuff, including the presents from the kid's birthday.
Some people just...
So this guy, they take his mugshot and they post it online and it instantly goes viral because the man's head looks like...
A raisin.
It looks like his brain is exposed. And the minute that I saw this photo, it bothered me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like things. So there's a disease called, what is it? Tryptophobia?
Something like
Tryptophobia. And it's this thing called a fear of small holes being close together. And I'm not, it's a real thing. Google this, Stephanie.
It is a real thing.
No.
So, I knew I had this thing when I was little, and I would make, when I learned how to make macaroni and cheese, and I would look in the pot, and all the bubbles would be really close together, and it made me feel really gross inside, but I couldn't help but look.
Huh.
And then I would get the same feeling when I, like, cut open a cantaloupe and looked at that middle part, and
really?
I would be like, ugh! And then my mom had this flower arrangement, like it was a fake one in our family room, and it had one of those brown flat flowers that have holes in it and then like little seeds in it and you can shake it.
Oh,
and I,
yeah.
I had to throw it away because it bothered me so much. So when I saw this guy's head, it gave me the same feeling that I have when I have the little tryptophobia things. And I could not sleep wanting to know what was wrong with this guy's head. And then the comments in the news story were his host. Do you want to read some of your favorites?
Sure. We'll just start with the home run with 59,700 likes already. What kind of haircut do you want, fam? You know that kind that a ball sack looks like when it's cold? Say no more. Someone else called, said he looks like a Sharpay.
Oh, yeah, like the dog.
Yep. Someone said he must be a Patriots fan because his head looks a bit deflated.
Ugh.
I like the one that said they have to like do his haircut with the all-terrain tires.
Yep. Someone said his head looks like uncooked ramen noodles.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Like right out of the package. I was so bothered by this that I stalked the guy and found him on Instagram or on Facebook because I'm like, I have to know what's wrong with his head. I was telling Hoss we were going to call the jail on the show today and ask them what is wrong with that guy's head.
Oh.
This is my favorite comment. It's just a picture of that girl. Mm.
And so I started stalking him on Facebook and I found him and the pictures that he had hair. Oh. And so then I tried looking at the people who like commented on his photos and going to his friends pages to see if any of them. Yeah, I'm a full-blown stalker.
Investigative reporting right here.
I had to know what was wrong with this guy's head. I could not sleep at night and I figured out what it was. He has a disease called... Verticus griata. Google it if you have not don't Google it if you haven't eaten yet.
Yeah.
It's V-E-R-T-I-C-I-S and then the second word is G-Y-R-A-T-A. And it is where the scalp manifests and as convoluted folds and furrows form. It's like a thickening of the thing. It's an abnormality and sometimes can cause like a mental deficiency.
Yeah.
Why would you not keep hair on your head, though?
That's what I want to know. Well, see, he used to have dreads, and the only way to truly get rid of dreads is to shave them.
Just shave them off. No,
and
I
so
get that,
he but... must have, like, just lost his dreads, and it was just really bad timing that he happened to get a mugshot.
Oh, man,
time.
That poor dude.
It's really, 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 really disgusting, but we need to put his picture on the blog.
Okay.
We need to put Brittany's video on the blog because I want to see if people agree with me or you. I have a feeling it's going to be a mom thing. I have a feeling.
No, you're probably right. But yeah, I mean, I didn't see anything overtly sexual about it, you know, being her kid video.
Well, yeah, on its face is just a Brittany video. It's one of the tamer Brittany videos I've seen. But then you throw in the fact that her kid is videoing it for me and it just hurt. Between Brittany and ball sack head guy. It's been
a rough week.
It has been a rough one. So we will come back. We hope that you are enjoying the no prep show. What are we going to talk about next?
I
We got a lot of people that died this week.
Figure it out.
Right. Have we hit three yet?
Yeah.
Yes, today.
Yeah.
Today.
Who was the first one? Okay. The MySpace girl?
MySpace girl, Bill Paxton, Judge Wapner.
Can you still
get... Are we going to count MySpace girl as a celebrity?
No, because I don't even know who she is, and I was on...
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't hear that one.
She was like the other Tila Tequila. There were two chicks. There was Tila Tequila, who was like the hip-hop hot chick.
Right.
And then this girl, who was the rock hot chick.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yes.
I'm going to see
which
if I can...
matches Tila Tequila's
get career. Into my MySpace account.
Did even still exist? I mean, can you get to MySpace anymore?
Yeah, MySpace is still a thing, but... All right, we are going to find out if I can hack into my MySpace. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I call
the Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Well, looky there. Hoss found my old MySpace page. Gosh, I had so much hair before my kids ruined it. Oh my gosh. This is such a blessing. You guys should all try to find your old MySpace pages.
I've tried Googling so many times and I can't find mine.
This was the very first time we took Rocky ice skating.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
I would love to get into mine because one of the things on Facebook that I do a lot is I'll post conversations between my dad and I.
Yeah.
And that started on MySpace. And some of the best / dumbest things my dad has ever said are on MySpace, and I don't have access to it anymore.
That's freaky. That's Lucy.
Oh, wow.
That's Lucy in my belly. Wow. What a blast from the past, man.
Back when MySpace meant something.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal to be in someone's top 8 or 12 or whatever.
Yes.
You'd have breakups. Why? How come I'm not in your top 8 anymore? Or who's that girl in your top 8?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you guys can get into your MySpace, you should just hack into it for fun because it's kind of like a big blast from the past. I haven't seen some of those pictures in a long time. I feel like Facebook moves so fast that things get lost in the shuffle, and so you don't see a lot of those old pictures.
Yeah.
Am I the only person right now who is completely overwhelmed by how many different ways people can get a hold of you now?
I mean, there's a lot.
It stresses me out to no end because it's not just like phone and email, but Facebook message and Instagram message and Twitter DMs and all this different stuff. And I miss the days when you just like called or just texted or just emailed. I feel like I miss important messages. I had somebody that wanted to hire me for photography who we were not friends on Instagram, but she sent me a message.
An Instagram message
yes,
to hire you?
And I never saw it. It was like from 4 months ago. And I'm like,
she obviously wasn't trying very hard then.
Do you guys get offended when you text somebody and they don't text you back?
Yes.
Like quickly?
If you could tell that they've read it, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't, and I don't text people back very quickly.
However, that's also the exact same reason why I've set my phone to where it will not tell you if I've read your message or not.
Ooh, is mine set to that? Can you see when I read your messages?
I'll have to pay attention. I don't
pay attention because I am the worst texter.
Actually, let me
see on the planet. You know, I will read a text and then I will answer it in my head and never actually write back.
I've done that a time or two. Yeah.
And also, my brain does not remember things well. Like, Hoss hosts the Blues podcast with his buddy Jason. And Jason texted me like on a Saturday afternoon while I, or on a week afternoon when I was out like at Michael's shopping for Lucy's Valentine's party. And he's like, hey, can you co-host the Blues podcast with us on Saturday? And I'm like, yeah, but you have to email me because I'm not home right now.
Oh.
And I won't remember this.
Yep.
And he's like, okay, all right. I'm like, seriously, I'm not trying to be like dramatic, but like a little bitty snippet text on a Tuesday afternoon is not going to stay in my brain.
Yep.
Nope.
So I'm not the only one like that.
I'm the same way though. Like if
I'm horrible.
I have to have people, I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, can you email me that information or this date or this thing?
So I'm not crazy.
Because I leave things unread in my inbox if I need to go back to them.
Exactly.
I'm not one of those people. Okay. I'm one of those people that hates the notification. Like people that have their phones that have like,
oh God,
a million notifications. I know your phone would make me crazy.
Don't look at my phone.
Because it'd be like, somebody's got 3,000 unread messages. I would like, I would barf.
That drives me nuts.
Yes.
Oh God.
And like all these unread texts and all these unread emails and stuff. I'm like, no, that makes me nuts. But, and I'll say like, email me that. And so if I know I need to revisit it or look at it later, I have to leave it unread in my box because then it's nagging me. Then it's like, oh, you've got this thing. And
so people just need to understand that you can't text somebody really important information.
Right.
Because a lot of times I'm doing 500 things and I don't want anybody to ever think that I am available to them 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Because unless you are my children or their school, you know, I am not getting
or
up.
Your mom.
Yeah. Well, my mom calls me about 9 times a day. So, you know, I'm not in a hurry to answer your text message about, you know, something that can wait. So sorry if you get offended. So are we going to talk about the wrestler?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
I want to talk about it because it's relevant. And I don't want to talk about it because it literally like makes my head hurt. It makes my brain hurt to try to sort this stuff out. And I think that we live in a time where these things are going to keep happening and we are not going to have the answers. So a transgender boy moves within one of winning the girls wrestling title. I think that this has been updated and he did win the title. So this is in Texas. A 17-year-old transgender boy, which means born a girl and is transitioning to a boy.
Correct.
Very much, I would say, kind of looks like a boy, built like a boy, muscles like a boy. Let's see. Mac Beggs is the kiddo's name, and he's gone 56-0 this year in wrestling.
That's amazing.
Now the thing is, he's a junior in high school, and he's wrestling girls.
Yep.
However, he's 56-0 because he's taking testosterone, you know, medication, and you know, a lot of people are saying that this is not fair. This is not fair.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
However, I mean, the kid is following the rules that they've been given. I agree. I don't know this kid, but I would assume that this kid would be way more comfortable wrestling boys.
I read something the other day where I said, where I believe that was referenced, that they would, he who's a she, would rather wrestle boys, but Texas state law is, you have to wrestle under the gender that's on your birth certificate.
Okay.
This is where I was confused because I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was a girl, or I thought it was a boy transitioning to a girl and was winning a girl's title.
No, all the way around.
I thought, that can't be fair. How is that fair? But no,
so
you're right.
So the argument is that for the argument of this argument, she shouldn't be allowed to wrestle because she is taking testosterone to become a boy, and that gives her an unfair advantage, which perhaps it does, but you can't have it both ways. You can't tell her or him you have to wrestle as a girl when they don't want to, but you're making them, and then say, well, then now you're cheating.
How do you guys feel about someone as young as 17 changing their gender to the extent of taking medication for it?
I think it's a bit young.
I think it's very young.
I think that, and I'm not saying that you don't know at that age what you are.
Right.
But I also think that, I believe it's medically proven that your full cognitive brain isn't developed until you're, what, 22?
25.
And you change a ton between 18 and 25.
Yeah.
There's a reason why people make all the jokes about experimenting in college.
Exactly.
Because you're figuring out who you are, what you are, things like that. I get it. I mean, I guess if I was in her shoes and I knew that I wanted to be a guy, why not? I mean, I have a friend whose daughter is in sixth grade and came out to them last Christmas. So I guess
came out as gay or transgender.
Gay.
Okay.
So I guess it, you know, it's not unheard of. But I also agree. Like, it's one thing to be like, you know what? I think I like the same sex. And I think it's a whole nother to be like, I want to become the other sex.
Well, does any of this responsibility fall on the kid that, hey, maybe you don't take testosterone during wrestling season? Welcome to the adult world where you have to make hard decisions.
Well, but I think it's priorities, too. You know, is it a priority for you to change your gender right now? Or is it a priority for you to be a wrestler?
Exactly.
You know, and I think that should have been a decision made before the wrestling season. Like, look, I'm going to go through this change right now. I'm going to be taking all these hormones and testosterone and things, and I think, you know, this would not be a good time to do this sport.
Why not wait till after wrestling? And like you said, prioritize it. So I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I understand both sides of the argument equally.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I just think some of the responsibility falls on the kid.
Yep.
That him and his parents, you know, needed to think this through before they went forward with this decision. And now, you know, if any of my children came to me and said, hey, mom, I'm transgender, I want to be a boy or I want to be a girl, not a boy, I would be, you know, okay with supporting them through, you know, I'm not going to make a boy who wants to be a girl wear dresses. I'll let them cut their hair short. I'll let them do anything they want to express themselves. But when it comes to medical advancements, whether it's surgery or taking medication, no. Not under my roof. You can do that when you're 18. Because I don't even let Rocky pick out what he's going to wear tomorrow. I'm sure as hell not going to let him pick out what gender he wants to be.
And I understand that. I totally get that. You know, as far as the making a choice thing, I mean, that's rough. You're talking about high school. You only have a finite window of time to compete in those sports.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, if this person is good enough to get a scholarship, it will be interesting to see if, I'm assuming by this time next year, transition will be complete and they will be a boy.
Right.
So then does he get to wrestle boys? And if so, how does he do? Because it's one thing to be 110 and win against other girls who are 110 when you're taking testosterone. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other thing to be wrestling against other 110 guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to this is, because like I said, I understand the argument of other parents.
Yeah.
Because it is an unfair advantage. It's totally an unfair advantage.
It is. And like in all sports, there's medications you can and can't take. Like, yeah. I don't know if you'd be allowed to take testosterone in the NHL or the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why he's an exception.
Right.
Because he's choosing to change his gender at this time.
Because we're all walking on eggshells, scared to death that we are going to offend somebody that's transgender. Well,
that is the wild card in this whole situation. Is you can't say anything, because if you do, then you're a racist or sexist or homophobic.
I am so sick of the racist card being played. Like, literally, you can say anything on Facebook, and if you don't agree with them, you're a racist. It could be about the giraffe giving birth, and it would be like, you're a racist!
That is, unfortunately, more symptomatic of an entire generation who has not been taught that there's gray area between black and white.
And they don't know what real racism is. We have plenty of real racists out there. We don't need you fake labeling other people it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this also, I know something happened in the news this week. Donald Trump overturned the transgender bathroom law. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Which I guess was put into effect that said that kids can use whatever bathroom that they identify with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I think is a horrid idea. Absolutely horrid. Because with my kids that are in school, you know, like you said, kids change what they want to be all the time.
Yeah.
And so some guy who wants to wear a dress for a week and use the bathroom with my daughter, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I think it comes down to meeting in the middle with common sense. Now, if there is a teenager in high school who, even though I don't agree with it, is making medical advancements to change their gender, like they're on testosterone, then I'm okay with them using the opposite restroom. Does that make sense?
Right. Then that gets back to this, like, where's that line? Because this person is doing that.
Well, and I would be fine with this person using the boys' bathroom because...
But not wrestling.
Because, no, because that's a competition. And just using a bathroom with my son, with somebody who... Because to me, if they're making medical advancements, whether they're taking medicine, then that shows that they are really, that their heart is in this and that they are really going to transgender. And that
they're not just doing it for a goof.
Do you know how many kids do stupid shit for attention? Like, just, I mean, it is, you know, the kids go through the emo goth phase because they want attention, or, you know, a couple years after we graduated high school, it was the big, like, lesbian thing. Like, all the girls would make out at parties.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm so glad I missed that, because I so would not have made out with my friends.
Yeah, that was all intention.
But sure. I think that if you're not making medical advancements to change your gender, then you have to use the same bathroom that you were born with. What do you guys think? Would that be a good, like, in the middle rule?
I don't disagree. I just, look, at the end of the day, why don't we just rip out the men's room and the women's room and put in 10 one-holers with doors?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
And when one person goes in to use the bathroom, if it's a girl, it's now a girl's room. When that person comes out and the next person goes in, if it's a guy, it's now a men's room.
I don't want to share a bathroom with a boy. So,
but you're not sharing.
I am, because you guys pee on the seat and then we got to sit on it. And men's bathrooms are disgusting.
Have you ever used a porta potty?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
But that should be like the lowest standard possible. That should not be everywhere.
No, but there's a lot of places that have single bathrooms, right? You know, and
there are a lot of restaurants downtown and in the Grove and in
Central West End.
Who don't have men's and women's rooms. They just have a restroom.
I don't even like going to the bathroom with other girls. Like, we have a whole system in there of, like, the courtesy flush when the poop drops, and if somebody else walks in, then you stop what you're doing until they leave. And, like I don't want to have to do that with boys. And boys pee on the seat.
You're a lot nicer in the bathroom than I am, apparently.
You just let it rip?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a whole system.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we got rid of just a giant room with a row of stalls and a row of sinks, and made it, you know, 10 or 12 single sink toilet door, then you're done. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a line outside, but okay.
There's got to be a way to do this and make people who are transgender feel comfortable, but also not doing backflips through hoops of fire for them.
And this way, not only, like, if we do what I just said, not only are you inclusive of everybody, it takes away the argument of, well, they're just doing that to get into the bathroom with my kid. Well, it's a one-person bathroom, then take care of that.
Yeah. Right, and to be honest, I have no worries about a true transgender person going in the bathroom with my kids. They, you know, that's not what I'm worried about. I don't.
And I also don't think that I subscribe to the feeling of a child molester is going to put on a pair of girl's underwear just so he can go into the women's bathroom and molest a little girl either.
Right. I mean, there are sick people out there that will do that, but they're far and few between. And when somebody's that sick, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it one way or another.
Whether they're wearing women's underwear or not.
Exactly.
But like I said, this is not ending anytime soon.
No, it's not.
This is going to be an ongoing discussion of how do we treat these people fairly and give them equal rights without impending on the equal rights of everybody else in the world.
Right. Well, I think the only way you do it is what I just said. The problem is that's going to cost so much money in retrofitting bathrooms. But
it's got to be done. Men's, women's, and a one-holer in the middle. And so if you don't want to use...
Like a family bathroom?
Exactly. Like a family bathroom. That reminds me of...
They have them at the airports.
They have them at the Cheesecake Factory because it really confused my husband on our anniversary.
Really?
He was walking down the hallway to go to the bathroom, and he saw one bathroom that he assumed was the female bathroom, and he passed it, but it was an F for a family bathroom, so he assumed that the next one was the male's bathroom. So at the Cheesecake Factory in Chesterfield, he goes in, uses the bathroom. I don't know why he didn't notice that there weren't any urinals. He comes back out. He's washing his hands and looks in the mirror and sees two women standing behind him.
Oh, no.
Like, he went.
I could just imagine the look on his face, too. Like,
yes. Yes. And then he would, like, over-explain how, like, oh, my God, it was, you know. But
I've accidentally walked in to a women's bathroom when I was either, like, had my head in my phone or whatever reason I was distracted, not paying attention.
Yeah.
But I've never gotten that far in. Like, I usually, like, you get around that corner and then you see someone or someone sees you and you have that immediate reaction of, I'm not supposed to be here.
I hear women all the time, though, go into men's rooms because the line's shorter.
Oh,
like,
I just have to pee,
you know, I'm going to go in the men's room because there's no line.
I will say that at a Cardinals game 2 years ago, I thought I was going to pee myself, and there was no one in the women's room. How? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
That's weird.
And I told my friend, who was a girl, I was like, you got to watch the door for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, it's all it's going to take. But I was like, I need you to look out. And I went in and used the women's room.
I peed in a floor drain at the Phillips 66 when I was pregnant with Rocky.
Nice.
I was on my, this is like, there's some things that just should not come out of my mouth, like what I just said. But I was pregnant with Rocky, and I was on my way to a party at Steve Shannon's house, and I was so pregnant that, and it had to pee so bad that it hurt, and it was pouring down rain, and I pulled over at this Phillips 66, and I go in to use the bathroom, and they hand me the nasty wooden key
says,
go outside and use that one.
Yeah.
So I go outside in the rain, and I open the door, and I look at the toilet, and there was stuff all over it. I am not a high-maintenance bathroom user. Doesn't really matter. I will pee or poop just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying no to it, then you knew it was bad. Like, you could see stuff on the toilet. And I had already gotten off my highway exit. I didn't know where anything else was. I almost started to cry. And then I looked there, and in the middle of the floor, there was a hole with like a drain cover. It was almost like a shower.
When they mop it.
Yeah.
I don't know where that water goes, but I squatted and I peed.
For the life of me, I cannot remember what city I was in now, but it was about a year ago. I stopped at a truck stop. Damn, I can't remember where it is. All I remember is it was like 3 a.m. and it was one of those where it was like there's a 24-hour like Wendy's or something connected to it. It looked like someone had walked into the middle of the men's room and either full on their whole body exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Or they just dropped their pants, bent over, and started spinning in circles.
Oh, God. I mean,
because there was poo everywhere. Walls, sinks, mirrors, urinals, floor, everywhere except in a toilet. And I walked in and had that 30 seconds of like, oh, my God, what happened
where you
here?
Just spin on your heel and just walk right back
you're
out.
You're just in sheer shock of like, A, the amount of crap, literally, that was everywhere and where it was that I just backed out, shut the door, and started walking down the hall and saw a guy working there. And I stopped him. I was like, sir, I don't know what happened in that bathroom.
But I didn't do it.
But A, I didn't do it. And B, it's a total loss. Just board
burn
it up.
Burn
just
it.
Board it up.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't want to go in there.
That reminds me of the grossest thing that I've ever seen in my whole life. And it's one of those images I can't get rid of. I guess the kids were pretty little because we went back and forth down 270 to my mom's house all the time. And we would always stop and get gas at the one on Lilac because it was the last Missouri exit and the gas there was always cheaper.
Yep.
And so we got off at that like Lilac neighborhood and we got gas and we were getting back on the highway. And as we're driving, it's nighttime. And I look out my window and I have a crystal clear photo of a man on the shoulder of the exit ramp or like the side of the highway shoulder. And he's an African-American and he's got his pants pulled down to his ankles and he is bent over spraying diarrhea out of his ass.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And all I could see because the cars were coming underneath the highway and it was like lighting up his butt and his diarrhea. And it was like this large, round, like smooth ass and a diarrhea fountain coming out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I stared and stared to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. And then we passed it and I tried explaining it to Jimmy and he thought I was on drugs.
So we've all been to big outdoor festivals, right?
Yes.
You know how there's never enough room? There's never enough bathrooms and things like that? So one of the things that I get to do a lot is take golf carts around the outside walls of festivals.
I need a golf cart.
From one area to another area. So this was a concert 2 years ago. We're taking a golf cart from stage A to stage B outside of the fenced-in area, which is where the walls of porta-potties are. What you're about to see is the other side of people holding up blankets and towels and coats to hide people from not being able to, the rest of the crowd not seeing that they're having to pee in public.
Okay.
I have my volume turned all the way down.
Oh, my God.
That's just a line of people peeing and crapping against the fence.
In the mud?
In the mud.
That is disgusting. The worst, like when I, the worst thing that ever happened to me was I was in a town for my cousin Jenna's wedding in Kansas,
and I'm laughing hysterically the whole time.
That is awful. I had to pee so bad, and we pulled in a Target, and it was closed.
Just
a line of people peeing.
Line of people peeing. There's someone else squatting down taking a poo.
Yeah, so I squatted in the middle of a Target to take a pee, and I was sheltered behind my aunt's van. And the minute my pants dropped, she floored it. And I was ass up in the middle of a Target parking lot by myself.
Peeing. Oh, no.
And that was my own flesh and blood that did that to me.
On purpose? Like, ha ha.
Yes. Oh, yes. Because nice. I'm known for just peeing wherever I got to pee.
Wow.
And when we went to Florida, I was pregnant with Libby Lou, and it was a 12-hour drive. And my husband was so over my peeing every hour by like the third hour in that he made me get a big gulp cup from like 7-Eleven.
And a funnel.
And, well, I didn't need a funnel because the mouth of the big gulp was pretty wide. And I peed in this big gulp. And then we would stop at a gas station, throw it away, and then I'd get another
get
one.
Another one?
And I spent the entire 12 hours there and back peeing in the back seat of a minivan.
That's
wow. Awesome.
Which is not steady. And I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And so it was not my finest moment ever. But, you know, I'm just one of those people. You know, there's people who hate public restrooms.
Yeah.
And people who don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Yeah.
So... have you ever played Beat the Clock where you know you're like 5 minutes from home and you really got to go and you're like, I'm just going to make it home?
I poop my pants like once a year. So
I've had a couple of photo finishes where I'm like, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Am
you
I gonna
said
make
there
it?
Is one where you like knocked your dad down. Like,
no, it wasn't me. It was, or it wasn't my dad. We were on the way to a concert at Chaffetz.
Yeah.
And as we were getting off at Market, like that rumble in your tummy hits and you're like, oh, it's go time.
It's bubble
like
good.
Right then. And so I ran a red light and like pulled in to Cyberg's on Market. And literally, I think I got out of the car while the car was still moving and just like threw the keys to my buddy Jack. And I was like, stay with the car. Ran into the restaurant. The poor little hostess was like, hi, welcome to Cyberg's. I was like, move! Like, shoulder checked her out of the way. Like, I like to the point where like, you're sweating as you're yes. opening the door to the bathroom. Yes. And the only thought in my mind was, please, God
be open.
Be unoccupied.
Unoccupied.
And it was unoccupied, thank God. But, like, it was one of those where, like, you're fighting with your belt, like, oh, come on. Oh, God, no.
And it's coming out as you sit down.
And, like, oh, yeah, like, as you're lowering your butt down, like, you're already hearing splashdown, and you're not even butt to toilet yet.
My two favorite poop stories, the one is about my mom, and I think I've told the story on the air before, but this was about 10 years ago. My mom pooped her pants in the Granite City Kmart, and she was there shopping with my dad, and they had separated, and she could not find him.
Whoops.
My dad didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And so she said she was, like, duck walking up and down every aisle.
Oh.
Yeah. And she finally found him, and he had a cart. She's like, Dad, we gotta go.
Now.
He's like, what do you mean we gotta go? She's like, I shit my pants.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine doing that and then not being able to find the person you're with? Because he didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
He couldn't call.
I went to a hockey game with some radio friends.
Oh, my God. I know who this
back
is.
Back in the late 90s.
We can't say his name.
No, we won't. But about
but this is a legendary story.
Halfway through the second period, he just got up. And we thought he was going to get a beer. And he never came back. He never came back. Next day, we were like, dude, where did you go? He's like, well, I was on my way to the bathroom, and I didn't make it. And I was like, well, oh, so God. What did you? He's like, well, I did what any discerning man should do. I went back to the garage. I took my pants off, took my underwear off.
Left him there.
Threw him against the wall. Put my pants back on and drove home.
He took his poopy underwear and slapped him against the wall. This is like,
wow.
This is like one of those radio legends. Because the first story I heard was that he was on a date. But he, you know, it's like one of those urban legends that everybody talks about in radio. So
good.
Yeah. Why he would tell people that, I don't know.
He just ghosted the game.
Oh, man.
He did the dip.
Yep.
He was like, I am out of here.
What do they call that? An Irish sneak out?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's called ghosting. And we used to call it doing the dip. Because, you know, we just dip out. And I'm famous for doing the dip.
Oh, yeah. We just call it sneak out. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
I am real big on doing the dip. I don't know why.
We used to call it Houdini.
I don't know why. I didn't used to be like this. I used to go around and say goodbye to everybody and, like, be super social. And for whatever reason these
Here's
days.
Here's why you don't.
I do the dip.
It's the same reason I don't. Because every goodbye turns into a 5-minute conversation.
Yep.
Because people want to talk to you just 5 more minutes.
And I talk for a living. Like, sometimes I just don't want to talk
anymore.
Yeah,
because every one of those conversations turns into 5 minutes times 20 people.
Yeah. When we're done with this show, I don't talk for like an hour. Yeah. Like my family, you know, same thing. Like when I coach soccer, like if I've been yelling for an hour, the last thing that I want to do is talk more.
Yep.
And so, you know, if I've been at a party for 2 hours talking that long, I get talking headaches. Like it's right in the front of my head, and it's always when I talk too much. And so, yeah, I...
Did we ever reference why we pulled up MySpace?
Oh, because that girl died.
Yeah.
But then we didn't mention all the other people who died.
Yeah. It's been a week for deaths.
Yeah, I don't think she counts as the third. I think we're going to have another celebrity death this week.
Yeah, Wapner and Bill Paxton and waiting for another one to drop.
All right. The Oscars are tonight. Does anybody care?
Do not care.
Do not care.
Not really.
I'll find something else to watch.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening. Is Walking Dead on tonight?
Yep. It's a Daryl episode.
Excuse me. I thought Daryl was dead.
No, Daryl's alive. Okay. If Daryl dies, you'll know because people Daryl will riot.
Daryl dies, we riot.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for listening. If you want to email the show, it's heykelly@kellymano.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm trying to get into Twitter. I'm trying so hard.
Yeah.
So follow me at The Kelly Mano Show, and that's all. So we love you for listening. If you like the show, share the show. It's really not hard. You just click the share button on Facebook, and voila, the rest of the world can hear our wonderful show.
So easy.
Until then, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the boys?
Not really for the boys, but I want to say hello to my new porn star friend I made while I was in Vegas.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Can she be on our show?
I could ask.
Up next, porn star on The Kelly Mano Show. We will be right back. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.